Really? Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
You're tuned in to the FF Face-Off. Here, ready to drop the elbow on your competition, is Mike and Anthony. Ooh, yeah, dig it. Greatest, yeah, the FF Face-Off.
All right. Welcome back, folks, to the FF Face-Off. This is a podcast proudly brought to you by Underdog Fantasy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the best in the world!
Well, I'm worried I might have to change the intro soon. What is going on, folks? Yes, this is the FF Face-Off. This is a fantasy football, sports betting, DFS, every which way you want to consume NFL. This is your one-stop shop. We literally have you covered. Wire to wire. No problems. No questions asked. Come on in. Ask your questions. We'll help you out either way. Today, most specifically, we're going to be doing our first post-NFL draft mock draft for fantasy football. We are 1 week removed from night one of the NFL draft. Feels like it took eternity to get here, and now we're already a week out of it. So we're going to do a mock draft today, a 12-team mock draft, give you guys sort of whet the appetite a little bit now that we know pretty much where everybody's at. Let's do a mock. Let's see where these rookies really go. Let's see how crazy people are about Najee Harris. So we'll get to that in a hot second. For now, my name is Michael Hoff. You can follow me on Twitter at the FF Realist. My partner in crime is wearing a blue t-shirt today. I'm not used to that. I'm used to the black shirt, red shirt, polo shirt. So it's a different look, but he still pulls it off very well. His name is Anthony Servino, and he can be followed at the Real NFL Guru. Anthony, how is by you on this Thursday?
Mike, I'm doing fantastic. And yes, the blue Air Yard shirt from RotoWear.
Ah, yes. Yes. I got a...
Because I went last year when I got my SFB shirts.
Right.
I ended up getting two of them, and I got a bunch of the old ones. I couldn't, you know...
What a guy.
It's hard. They're nice stuff there. Okay. They really have nice stuff. And obviously, instead of plugging the competition, go to Viridian Global if you want FF Face-Off merchandise.
That's right. You can get both.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And I will say...
It might be competing, but there's no need why you can't have both.
And I will say, RotoWire puts out great quality. So does Viridian Global. They are really on par.
Yep.
With RotoWire. So go check them out right now.
I'm going to be 110% completely honest with you guys. I have RotoWire. Actually, funny enough, I bought a Jacob DeGrom RotoWire shirt. The first day I got it.
Yeah, hockey player.
Yeah. The first day I get it, I put it on, and then he misses his start due to tightness, so wow. I'm afraid to wear it again. But the point of that was I'm used to wearing RotoWear, and it's a good product. You're right. And the first time I ordered something from our guys over at Viridian Global, I'm not going to lie, I was a little worried. I said, I wonder what the quality would be like. It was perfect. It was fantastic. It's comfortable, extremely comfortable. So I'm not bullshitting you when I say you should definitely check out Viridian Global, support the FF Face Off. They've got some other podcasts that you can support as well. Anthony, something you might like, dude. I got on the Tom Brady shirt today. What do you think about that?
Just I like you, it. Buddy. I do. Where did you get that at?
I forget, actually. One night I couldn't sleep. I'll have to find the link and send it to you. But yeah, little Tom Brady post Super Bowl party celebration. You guys know all the you guys know the iconic photo of him getting walked out after the parade. So, and if you don't, this is why you need to watch us live on YouTube and Twitch. And if you're on Twitter, watch us on Twitter Live. Subscribe everywhere. Anything, enough of that stuff. The reason why I thought I was going to have to change our intro was because at the end of our intro is Aaron Rodgers.
That guy.
The constant license plate that says Title Town. Anthony, I don't want to dwell on this too long because I feel like this saga is going to go on for a lot longer. The Packers have said that they're maybe looking at bringing in another quarterback in case, you know, maybe in case Rodgers doesn't show up or just so that they have QBs there. When they start throwing some balls around. Anthony, just gut feeling right now, percentage chance, whatever. Is Aaron Rodgers playing for the Green Bay Packers next year?
No. And okay. My mind changed yesterday. We had Jim Coventry on the show like we do every Wednesday, and he was very adamant he's not going to play. And the more I dive into this, the more I hear other media guys, and not just sports talk guys like us, but like NFL guys. He's not playing. If you go back, and I'm going to go back and listen to this, but they noted, if you really paid attention after that NFC Championship game loss, Aaron Rodgers said goodbye to Green Bay.
Pretty much, yeah.
There was a report last year. He said that was his last year. Obviously, it wasn't, but Aaron has options. He has Jeopardy. He realistically, if you're the Packers, You can have a standoff. You can have a pissing match with Aaron Rodgers, and he says, "Okay, I'll sit out and or retire." And you're the Packers, and you're starting Andy Dalton or worse at quarterback. And yes, I love Andy Dalton, but when you go from Aaron Rodgers to Andy Dalton, I can throw the or worse in there. And that's what you're going to present to your loyal fans and season ticket holders just because Brian Gutekunst wants to have a pissing match with your Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
Matt LaFleur wants Aaron to stay, apparently.
Of course. Of course. This seems like it's all GM, all general manager, which is not good. You want your general manager in lockstep as much as humanly possible with your head coach. I get it. Like, you guys aren't going to agree on every single thing, but to disagree on something like this, the magnitude of what we're talking about here, Aaron frickin' Rodgers, future Hall of Famer, this is bad. This could have a very bad ripple effect, even if Rodgers goes, right? Let's just say Rodgers goes. There is, or even if he stays, screw it. There is now a rift between the coach and the GM, in my opinion. If they're both not on board with this, if Matt LaFleur is like, shit, I almost lost his future Hall of Famer because this guy, these guys are going back and forth. Listen, Jed York had a pissing competition with Jim Harbaugh, and ultimately Jim Harbaugh mutually parted ways with the team. It took a while to get the 49ers back on track. So be careful, Green Bay. That's all I'm saying.
What is Aaron worth? Because you know how I feel. I said this, in the past. If you're a competitive team, if you're the Giants, if you're, not the Cowboys, they have Dak. He's young. Josh Allen's young. Joe Burrow's young. Like, take away those guys. But, like, if you're the 49ers, you have a rookie that's never been on a field. We know Dak and Kyler and Josh Allen can play, and Lamar Jackson and Mahomes, they can play. We don't know if Trey Lance can play.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the narrative out there that the 49ers took Lance because if this wasn't solved, Lance is a lot more attractive to Green Bay than Mac Jones. Is there a scenario, and would you do it? Trey Lance, your next 2 years worth of whatever the hell you have left, and Nick Bosa, let's say. Let's throw those names out there. Are you doing it?
No.
Wow.
No, I would have done a pre-draft. I really would have. I would have done a pre-draft. Now,
what's
the draft
difference?
Let me explain. Now that the draft is over, I truly believe that. Well, sure, maybe that's true. Maybe the Niners, I don't think the Niners wanted Mac Jones and said, "Well, let's take Trey Lance just in case we can make this trade happen." Because what if you can't make the trade happen?
No, but there is that narrative out there.
Right, but that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, the Niners wouldn't say, let's trade those first rounders and run the risk of getting a quarterback we don't want just because he might be more appealing to another team. Doesn't make any sense to me. So that's the first thing. And I think, honest to God, I think the Niners, a huge part of this trade, A, was Jimmy Garoppolo's health, but B, was being in a good salary cap position quarterback-wise when you go ahead, when you're going to have to sign Nick Bosa or Warner, so on and so forth. So I think that I just think that it would be a lot. There would be a lot more strings that would have to be pulled to get Aaron Rodgers in house.
So who
that could potentially set the franchise back a little bit if they don't win a Super Bowl. I don't think it's going to happen, at least as far as the Niners.
Okay, so number one, you said if they don't. You have a lot better shot with Aaron Rodgers in a 2-year window winning a Super Bowl than Trey Lance. That's number one.
1,000%.
Okay. I'm glad you're acknowledging that. But number two,
I said if they didn't. I didn't say they wouldn't. I said if they didn't.
Who is the dance partner?
Okay.
No, who's the dance partner if it's not the 49ers? You're getting mad.
It's the Broncos.
Okay.
No, because I just don't think the Niners make sense at this point. I really don't. I think they only make sense from a storybook perspective. It's, you know, the Niners passed on him. He was a Niner fan as a kid. Right all the wrongs and get him back in house. I just, you know, it's all storyline bullshit. I think now for the Niners, have sealed their fate by draft day. That's what if the 49ers wanted to make that trade, or, you know, if they were going to acquire Aaron Rodgers, they were going to do it before the draft, before they pick third overall. I think now the proverbial ship has sailed. They don't have the draft stock to do it. What are you going to give them? Second rounders? It's not going to work. It's Aaron Rodgers.
So that brings us to Denver and Las Vegas. I know Aaron has suggested he might want go to Las Vegas. I don't know if it's because he believes John Gruden is weak and Mike Mayock is weak.
Their name has been thrown out there.
And listen, New York, Daniel Jones, 2 years worth of pit. Like I would if I'm... Oakland will do it because they're Las Vegas. Las Vegas is Las Vegas. But if I'm Denver with their personnel, especially that defense, let's rope New York Giants and their defense and their offensive personnel, I would mortgage my quarterback, my top quarterback depth chart, which would be Daniel Jones and Teddy Bridgewater or Drew Lock. Take your pick. Have them all. And 2 years worth of full picks.
I mean... literally any team Aaron Rodgers goes to is going to be immediate contender for Super Bowl.
But Aaron, you have Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones. If you're not happy with Devontae Adams and that depth chart, you're going to go get Bryan Edwards and Henry Ruggs.
We'll see. I honest to God think the proverbial ship has sailed for the 49ers. I just don't think the Niners have. If the Niners somehow, and this is again 1,000 different hypotheticals, but if they picked third or they got Trey Lance and still had all their first rounders, different conversation. They're out their next two first rounders. So I think they're out on Aaron Rodgers.
That's fair.
Because if the Packers have their, if the Packers are being stubborn now, they're sure as hell not just going to bend over and say, yeah, we'll take whatever. Screw it. Let's just get rid of this guy. Anyway, so God knows we will talk more Aaron Rodgers as the world turns. But, Anthony, we've got a mock draft to do, for Christ's sakes. This is going to be your traditional 12-team, 1QB PPR mock draft. The only difference is we've got two flexes in here. We don't have a kicker. We don't have a defense. Sorry, guys. But they matter, but they're just not in this draft. And we got about 5 bench spots here. So you're looking at about 14 rounds here, 3 wide receivers starting, 2 running backs, a tight end, the whole kit and caboodle, good times. So, Anthony, I have picked draft slot number 6, and the reason for that is I saw just before we came on air, Kyle Juszczyk, fullback for the 49ers, made a tweet with the number 6, which referenced maybe is he changing his number from 44 to 6. So with that in mind, I will take number 6. That is the reason why I took number 6. You took number 8. I assume that's because I assume that's because Steve Young beat the 49ers in the NFC, beat the Cowboys in the NFC Championship. So,
Julia is asking if she can join the mock. I mean, if you can get in here within like a minute.
Does Julia have somewhere I could send a link? You know?
Can you put it in the chat?
Well, Anthony, you're in here, so you can actually send the invite, can't you?
Okay, copy invite link.
Yep, there you go.
There you go.
This would show. By the way, this is why you want to be in
right
in the chat, because you want to come in. Sure, get on in there. But you know, Julia, your time is limited to accept that. I will, while we wait for Julia to accept that invite and see if she joins us here.
Is this a promo time?
It is a promo time.
Is it Girls Gone Wild time?
It's whatever kind of music you want to play, baby. Just let it ride. This one goes out to... Listen, I'm sitting here with a great beer, though, I will say, from Great South Bay Brewery here on Long Island. This is some Blonde Ambition Blonde Ale. Delicioso. 4.9 in the alcohol content, but that's okay. We don't have to hit it out of the park every time. But the reason why I've got this bad boy is because I'm waiting for another shipment from Tavor. Just placed my shipment the other day. Tavor is an app on your phone. You can hop up on there, T-A-V-O-U-R. And what you do is you pick whatever beers you want to have shipped to your home. They have beers from all different breweries all over the country. Maybe you're in a state where you can't get these certain beers. Well, Tavor has got them. So you fill up your box with however many beers you want. You're not limited to some stupid beer of the month club where you're going to get some bunch of sour beers you don't want. No. You pick what you want. They explain the beers, tell you the alcohol content. Download that app today. Tavor, T-A-V-O-U-R. They're an equal opportunity employer as far as apps are concerned. So you can download it whether you have Apple or Android. Fill up your box today. Use the promo code FACEOFF, and when you spend $25 or more, you will get $10 off. It is delicioso. And next time you watch the FF FACEOFF with me, you can have a drink or three. So there you go. Download the app today again. Tavor, T-A-V-O-U-R. Download it today. Enjoy yourself. Drink responsibly. Cheers. There you go. All right. And beautifully done, because just as I finished the promo, Anthony, Julia is now in the draft, picking ninth, picking 10th, a little indecisive.
We have Matt Schmidt also said he would like to join, but I think he also followed it up with next time. So listen, guys, we could set this up, our next mock draft. Anybody listening, even in podcast format, if you want to make this happen, shoot me an email, because not everybody has Twitter, ffaceoff@gmail.com, and let's set up a listener mock.
Yeah. I mean, we do this for you guys, so you want to get in here.
And our Julia Discord that Julia runs, FF Face Off on Discord. The link is in our link tree, but I'll get that out there too.
I'm just putting it out there, Julia. You're picking in this mock. I mean, gloves come off. You know, we don't like a pick. You might hear about it. Just saying. Right, Anthony?
Absolutely. And before we start, I do want to have a moment of silence for the unfortunate release of Kerryon Johnson. Remember all the Kerryon Johnson truthers? Well, this is for them too.
I was one of them for a hot second. I was there for a little bit. For sure. First year. Poor guy ran into the Matt Patricia wall and couldn't survive. Poor guy.
Or he ran to the NFL and could have cut it with talent.
Oh, stop.
Could be that.
It could be, but I don't think it's that. he'll land somewhere. Some people keep saying, I keep seeing San Francisco. I think San Francisco's set with their backfield. I really do.
Listen, I'm ready. I'm in one of my best balls on Underdog, by the way. Guys, if you want to play Underdog, use the promo code FACEOFF today. And draft against us. I'm going to take Trey Sermon, and I think this is the Millie Maker, whatever the hell it's called.
This podcast, we do not like preaching drafting rookies, and I don't want this guy. I hope the hype doesn't get too large on Trey Sermon, but by God, I love Trey Sermon. Love him.
Jim Coventry had a lot of good things to say about Trey Sermon, and I completely bought in after yesterday's show.
Listen, this is the highest. This is the first 49ers running back that has been drafted under the Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch regime since their first year. That was, I believe, Joe Williams, who never even saw the field because he was coming back from an injury. And they traded up to get this guy. So I think they like what they see out of Trey Sermon. I think they're going to use him. And also, by the way, I believe Mostert and Wilson, both their contracts are up after this year. So might be a good investment for Dynasty as well. So whatever, we'll leave it at that. It'll always be a revolving door, but especially in best ball where you hit on the best game, you know, the best game, he's in your score. So it's a perfect way to use the 49ers backfield is in best ball, in my opinion. That's why I drafted four of them in one draft. Go, moving on. All right, here we go. We're going to start this draft right meow. And again, this is a one quarterback. We got two flexes. Let's see how this goes. Let's see how Sleeper treats us. So first pick off the board, Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry, then Devontae Adams, which may be ballsy if there's no if there is no Aaron Rodgers. But needless to say, for now, you know, top wide receiver in the game as it stands now. Alvin Kamara, number five. I am up with the sixth pick. To me, I feel like we had the same talk when we did a mock before the draft with Dave Kluge. This is a Zeke or Saquon pick. I'm going Saquon here. That is my pick. That has been my pick over Zeke, even though I think the hate's getting a little too much on Zeke. Pick number seven goes to Jonathan Taylor. And Anthony, the Cowboy might fall right into your lap.
And you know what? This is exactly why I took the eight hole, because I have yet to do a mock or a regular draft where I got Zeke. And I want some shares of Zeke. Where else can you get that type of a ceiling? And yes, he still has top five ceiling. And he's falling right around the eighth pick to, you know, early in the second I've seen him fall to, which is criminal.
Crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Imagine having two running backs and Zeke is your second. That would be fun. That's a world I'd like to live in. Team number nine gets Nick Chubb. And now we got Julia. Julia goes wide receiver with the first pick, picking Tyreek Hill. Then we see Aaron Jones, and then we see bookends here with the 12th pick to end and start the rounds here. DK Metcalf, then Stephon Diggs. Second pick in the second round goes to Travis Kelce. And now Julia's up again, thinking, pondering the next move. Already took a wide receiver. Let's see if wide receiver is a pick again. Maybe running back. Could be costly if it's two wide receivers. And by the way, I'll read off these picks for about three or four rounds. Yep. Then we'll just go. And this is the benefit of you guys. If you guys are watching live, you guys get to see these picks roll up on the screen. Anthony throws them up on the screen for you. And Julia does go wide receiver. Tyreek Hill, DeAndre Hopkins. Anthony, do you like that strategy?
You know, I'm not a big fan of punting the running back position, but it is something that we see a lot. And you're going to target those satellite backs late. But when you're are going to punt running back, you can wind up with the ceiling of Tyreek Hill and obviously the volume of DeAndre Hopkins. They brought on Rondell Moore in Arizona. There's a AJ Green. I love the depth chart year three with Kingsbury and Murray. So this could be a league winning tandem if you hit on running back later.
Good times. All right. Well, after DeAndre Hopkins, we see Joe Mixon. That's a nice combo there. AFC North action from Team 9. Nick Chubb and Joe Mixon. Anthony, you are up. What says you here? You've already got Zeke. Uh-oh. What's the matter?
So I guess Aaron Jones, yeah, it was taken, right? Yeah, okay. So I like my running back here. And Mike, you know I like going running back. But this year, I am infatuated with second-round wide receivers, A.J. Brown, Calvin Ridley, Justin Jefferson, most notably. Yeah. And I've been taking one of these guys. I have yet to take A.J. Brown. I get worried about the injury and volume and everything, so I'm going to still pump the brakes on A.J. Brown, and I'm going to get your guy, Justin Jefferson, Mike.
Yeah, baby. Baby doll. I like Justin Jefferson before it was cool, by the way.
J.K. Dobbins. Remember when I busted your balls for like 1 week because he had like a bad week one? I'm like, see, I told you.
Yeah. And then I had the idiots on Twitter saying, oh, Brian Edwards is going to be so much better than Justin Jefferson. Those guys entered witness protection after like week five.
What's a Brian Edwards?
Yeah, exactly. He's a subpar wide receiver that can't hack it in the NFL. Jonathan Taylor,
Kerryon Johnson.
Dobbins are the first two picks for Team 7. I hate the Dobbins pick. Hey, what are your thoughts, J.K. Dobbins, quick before I pick?
I like J.K. Dobbins. I actually
second round.
Yeah, Mike. In the best ball drafts that I'm in, I do have a team with Jonathan Taylor and J.K. Dobbins back to back. So yes, I am into that. Okay. And the Baltimore running game, I think the passing attack's going to be a little bit more efficient because of the wide receiver additions. By the way, the Julio Jones trade could still happen per Peter King, but that's another story for another day, Mike. I do want to say they drafted Ben Cleveland, interior guard, in the third round. They signed Alejandro Villanueva 2 days ago. They signed Zeitler. J.K. Dobbins is going to run all over the place in this Baltimore offense en route to a division title, much to the chagrin of you and your Brownies.
Anyway, okay, so I am now up with...
I'm having fun today.
Good times. I'm glad you're having fun, buddy. I am up with the seventh pick in the second round here. This is an interesting spot for me, Anthony. I'm going to go running back for sure right now. To me, I can go Miles Sanders. I can go DeAndre Swift. I can go Cam Akers. I can go Antonio Gibson. For the sake of this mock, I'm going to go Miles Sanders here only because my thought is, unlike J.K. Dobbins, I don't think he's going to get the necessary usage to be able to warrant this pick. I believe a lot of Miles Sanders' problem last year was lack of usage, and I think that that improves this year. And hopefully there's not any injuries. So Saquon Barkley, Miles Sanders on my first two picks, keeping it in the NFC East. After that, we see Josh Jacobs, A.J. Brown, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, DeAndre Swift, and Calvin Ridley close out the second round. This is the last round I'll read off, folks. We have Cam Akers kicking it off in the third round, Austin Eckler, Antonio Gibson. So a lot of those running backs I mentioned, I'm glad I took one of them because they all came off the board. Then we see Michael Thomas, and then Keenan Allen. Anthony, I am now up again. And this time, I will venture over to wide receiver. And listen, I know there's trade rumors out there. But to me, if he's healthy, he's one of the best in the NFL. The fact that I can get Julio Jones in this spot, I'm going to do it. So Julio Jones is my first wide receiver. I feel pretty good about that after going running back. After that, we see Team 7 go with the first quarterback, Pat Mahomes. Beautiful little Valentine's Day color there by Sleeper. I like that. Anthony, you are now up. Eighth pick, third round. What do you think of Julio Jones coming off the board there in that spot in the third round?
Would
you have taken Mike Evans, or what says you?
I think I would still go Julio there, but you know, if when he is dealt... You know, and I'm busting, you know, it could be Baltimore, could be a lot of teams. You never know if he's going to get the same volume elsewhere. But yeah, I really do believe, Mike, Julio Jones is not long for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, well, if it's the Ravens, then I'm grabbing a pair of rosary beads and praying for the best.
Now, I'm
Dobbins
up.
Becomes even more useless.
I am up. I'm trying to find the navigation bar. And running backs, all of a sudden, like, they get thin real quick. Najee Harris, I can't stomach it year one in a redraft. There's Chris Carson, there's Travis Etienne. Like, I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm gonna reach a little. No, I don't have to reach right now. You know what, I'm gonna go another way. I'm gonna hope my guy falls to me, and where I'm going to go right now, I'm gonna go wide receiver.
Oh, okay.
And where am I going?
Right here, Tampa Bay.
Absolutely not. Where I'm going to go, I am going to go, it's either McLaren or A-Rob. You know what? I'm going to go McLaren.
Are you going Terry McLaren?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so Anthony goes Terry McLaurin. And we see Lamar Jackson the pick after. So, Anthony, you have two quarterbacks. It's a quarterback sandwich there. Then Julia's up. Julia takes James Robinson, which is an interesting pick because the draft didn't spell good things for James Robinson. So we'll see how that plays out. First running back off the board as well. Then we see Allen Robinson and Mike Evans close out the third round. I'll start reading off only our picks as we move forward here.
Julia sniped me. I wanted David Montgomery, and the reason why I didn't go A-Rob is because I don't want to put that much stock in the Bears and go, you know, back-to-back Bears picks. And I thought David Montgomery would fall. That was a great pick, Julia. That's the one I thought would come back. And now you leave me with in a conundrum at the running back position because now I'm desperate. I'm desperate here, and when you're desperate, sometimes you need to be conservative, and I'm going to go conservative and stability with Chris Carson.
So Julia screws you over by taking Dave Montgomery. You screw me over by taking Chris Carson. So no high fives all around. To me, I am going to jump back into running back because running back, this is why I can't understand.
The Long Island screw job.
Well, yeah, I can't understand to me, for life of me, why people go zero RB. I just, the talent runs out quick, and I'm going with one of my favorite picks. I know one of the best running backs in football shares a backfield with him, that being Nick Chubb. But if Nick Chubb goes down for any reason, even if he doesn't, this is one of the teams in the NFL that can have two top-notch fantasy football running backs coexist without a problem. One of the best lines in football. It's honestly why I think they win this division is because of their strong running game. I'm going Kareem Hunt there, especially PPR league. Love that pick. Feel very good about that pick, Anthony. I feel like Kareem Hunt, I'm going to have the most shares of him than any other player.
And why not?
Right.
With the ceiling and the usage, and we know that they can sustain usage together.
This is turning out to be a prototypical Michael Hoff draft, but that's okay by me. Because, Anthony, who's up at wide receiver? Who's there?
Adam Thielen?
Adam Thielen.
Is it Odell Beckham Jr.?
Nope.
From your Browns.
It's definitely... No. Again, I like the Browns because I love their running game. I am going Adam Thielen here. Justin Jefferson is going to have great games. He's a great pick by you, Anthony. Great wide receiver to start off with. But Adam Thielen will always be there for the receptions, and the PPR league is very important. Also had a lot of touchdowns last year, too, which doesn't hurt. So Adam Thielen is my second wide receiver off the board. Oh, by gosh, by golly, I feel good about the start of this draft. So, Anthony, you are now up. Anthony's got his fifth selection here. So far, he's got Zeke, he's got Justin Jefferson, Terry McLaurin, and then a very solid Chris Carson. Anthony, so you got two running backs, two wide receivers. What says you on your fifth pick, sir?
Well, let's look at the running backs because I'm always going to look at the running backs here. And I'm not going to lie, Mike, I'm very tempted. I'm very bullish on James Conner this year.
Really?
Yes, because of Kenyon Drake's goal line usage last season. And we know that, James Conner's a bigger goal line back. But there better running backs. And hopefully my running back comes back to me unless Julia wants to snipe me. I'm going to go elsewhere I don't know where I'm going to go. I do know where I'm going to go. I'm going to go with a player. And Mike, this is I told you, I've been drafting contrarian this year. To myself, I like Ja'Marr Chase.
Okay.
I like Ja'Marr Chase a lot, and I'm banking on hopefully Burrow can stay upright.
Okay. All right. So there you go. So Anthony goes with Ja'Marr Chase. That is the first rookie that any three of us have taken. Julia responds with going Brandon Ayuk. Very nice pick.
That was my other choice.
The wide receivers are strong with Julia. Wide receivers are strong. Running backs, but I love the wide receivers so far. Julius rolling with Tyreek Hill, DeAndre Hopkins. James Robinson is my biggest iffy pick by Julia. David Montgomery follows, extremely solid. Love that. And Brandon Ayuk, as I mentioned, Julia is now waiting to make a pick. Or we're waiting for Julia. It's probably a better way to put it. So,
well, Jeopardy time.
Anthony is scheming on who he's going to take next. I like that we're all kind of near each other. Oh, Julia takes the first quarterback.
No.
Three of us. Julia goes Josh Allen. Josh Allen is the fifth quarterback off the board, which I guess makes sense. Oh, I will say sleeper so far has been doing well here with the mock. I will give credit where credit's due. There's been no bogus picks so far. So, but Anthony, you are now up.
Yeah, and I listen, quarterback's tempting. I actually, fuck, damn it. Damn it, I want to go quarterback so bad right now, but I'm going to be patient. I'm going to get my guy because I'm not, like, I need a little bit more pop at running back. And the guy I hope would fall, his last name rhymes with Askin.
God,
it's Myles Gaskin. One of the biggest winners from NFL draft for fantasy football.
Screw you.
I got some Askin from Myles Gaskin. I don't think I should repeat that, huh?
There was two running backs I wanted there. One was Raheem Mostert. One was Myles Gaskin. Both go in the sixth round before I am able to pick. Thanks for nothing, you jerks. Let's see this here. I'm not taking Kyle Pitts yet. I'm not doing that. I can't go for that. I am going to go. Let me see this. Okay. See, I feel like this shouldn't be the case, and I feel like this wouldn't be the case in a lot of redrafts. Certainly doesn't seem like this in best ball formats over at Underdog Fantasy, but I'm going to go get my third wide receiver. And this is a freaking joke because I think this will be the best wide receiver on one of the best passing teams in the NFL this upcoming season. Andy, I'm knocking on your door in Dallas, and I'm taking C.D. Lamb as my third wide receiver. So I've got Julio Jones, Adam Thielen, C.D. Lamb, and I'm giggling my way to the bank. And I was going to rub it in a little more, Anthony. I was going to go Dak Prescott with this pick, but Dak Prescott just came off the board one pick before me. So that didn't work out. But Anthony, you got to like my wide receivers, right?
Yeah, I like your receivers a lot, especially with C.D. Lamb. Thielen, you know, he is what he is. He is what he is. I have a Thielen gift coming. You know that now. To add to my Ben Roethlisberger and Matthew Stafford artwork.
Well, I'm willing to bet it makes no sense, but whatever. Okay, so I am now up here, and I'm going to – oof, let me see this here. I need some Jeopardy music, dude.
Here we go.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. I am going to go with the other running back that is in Arizona. I am going to go Chase Edmonds here. I know it's not the sexy pick. I know there's other notable names that I could get, but I do want to get another running back in the fold here. I feel very good about my wide receiver, so I don't mind going running back here. So Chase Edmonds will be my pick. I like him over James Conner because James Conner worries me with ye old injury bug. So, Anthony, you're now up. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm going to look at the other positions, tight end, wide
now,
receiver.
Anthony, as Anthony looks, I will tell you guys his roster so far, his running backs, Ezekiel Elliott, Chris Carson, Myles Gaskin, very, very solid. Justin Jefferson, Terry McLaurin, and Jamar Chase are his wide receivers. So I love his start. Will he venture out to the tight end or quarterback pool, or will he not? We'll find out. Maybe now.
You know, I'm just seeing my options here. Shoot.
All right.
Because obviously, like, quarterback is a direction I want to be looking shortly.
By the way, do you ever have things that you do in your podcast life that bleed into your real life?
Like what?
For example, my wife hates now because I'm so used to just going, all right, like to you.
Yeah.
So at home, she'll be like, you know, hey, can you take out the garbage? All right.
Oh, my God.
She's like, why the fuck you gotta say that to me? Like, what? I mean, like, what do you mean? I'm just saying, all right.
My condescending like attitude spills in. That doesn't always work out.
Oh, well, I mean, I had that long before the show, but whatever.
I was always a dick. I just developed the condescendingness through the years with you.
I'll take credit for that.
So I'm going to go Justin Herbert, Mike, because he's the best pick at this point. I wasn't in love with Brandon Cooks. You know, I my other pivot would be go elsewhere, get Tom on the way back because Justin was going to be gone. But I just went Herbert. I felt like he was the best player available at all positions.
I mean, I love Herbert. So, you know, I'm cool with that. I will say before you pick again, we had Julia's over there picking, and both picks are already in for Julia. So it's Deontay Johnson and then Philip Lindsay. Listen, someone's going to produce there in Houston. I know it's going to be a dumpster fire, but for fantasy purposes, someone will produce fantasy there. So I don't hate the Lindsay pick. I like the Deontay Johnson one. Anthony, as you get ready to pick, give me an assessment so far. Julia wanted to jump in here, wanted to draft with us. We opened the door, which, by the way, we'll open the door to any one of you listeners you want to mock with us. What do you think of the draft so far from Julia?
I like the team, obviously. You know, Philip Lindsay, it could be a little bit too early, but that, you know, do we really trust David Johnson? I think if Philip Lindsay works out, and don't they have Mark Ingram too?
They do have
Mark Ingram. Yeah, see, it's just such a mess in Houston.
I don't know if it's necessary. You might not like the pick, but I don't think it's too early for Lindsay.
No, I actually like Lindsay. I'm very torn. There's some days I can buy into it, and this is just one of those days where I'm like not really feeling Houston, maybe because they're going to be starting Miles Davis at quarterback or whatever the hell his name is, the rookie. Could be.
Anyway, all right. So, Anthony, you are now up. This is your eighth pick here. You've got your quarterback now, and you've got three wide receivers, three running backs. Where are you going next?
I'm going to Moe's.
Nice. Tell Barney I said hi.
Well, Moe's Sporting Goods. Got to go to Moe's. You're from New York. You should know that.
I was thinking Simpsons. That's why I thought you were saying you're big Simpsons.
I am, actually. All right, so running back. I'm going to go running back. I need a tight end. I don't know what I want to do. This sucks.
That's great, Anthony. This is great podcasting. There you go.
This is what happens when I'm in deep thought, though. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go tight end. I'm going to fill the spot, and I'm going to go Noah Fant. I'm going to hope that Denver figures it out at quarterback. Maybe they get Aaron Rodgers, but no matter who the quarterback is, it seems like Noah Fant has gotten better every year. Of course, slow start for a rookie, but he has built on that, and he is a quarterback away from emerging into one of the best pass-catching tight ends in the league.
And maybe he'll have one in Aaron Rodgers. We shall see. I will say quick, because I believe his girlfriend tweeted that being Noah Fant, that his, Noah Fant's mom passed away. So if that is indeed the case, obviously condolences to Fant and his family. But good pick there. I like that at tight end there, your first tight end off the board. Anthony, before you picked, I knew that if I didn't go quarterback, I missed out on Dak. There were two guys I had in mind. One was Justin Herbert, which I had a feeling you were going to snag. The other guy is on my shirt, Tom Brady. To me, we talk about how deep quarterback is. Tom Brady is such a, like, no-doubter, obviously, go for that guy. He might finish better than a bunch of these guys who have already been taken. Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins have come off the board, maybe better than Herbert. Deshaun Watson went. That's the one if he picked by sleeper so far, but whatever. Sleeper's been good today. We'll give him a pass. But I'm going Tom Brady. Tom Brady's my quarterback off the board. I feel thrilled to have him in the fold. Anthony, I love my roster. That's it. That's all I got. Okay. I am now up again, though. No time to celebrate. I'm going to make a pick, and I am going to jump into the tight end race here. I have waited just to the right moment. I feel like there's a cliff at tight end. You want to wait on tight end, but you don't want to wait too long because you fall off a cliff that could get pretty ugly at tight end. You could be streaming all year long. For now, though, I'm going TJ Hockenson out in Detroit. I think he's going to be a very valuable asset for one Jared Goff, and I feel great about plugging him in. So there you go. There's my tight end. Anthony, you are now up. You've got a tight end. You've got a quarterback. So you're free to just kind of go wherever now. You've assessed at least the top of your lineup here. How do you feel now?
I'm feeling pretty good. I think I know a direction I'm going to go now. I'm torn between, you know, it's a matter of, I will spoil it. I'm going to go wide receiver, running back, wide receiver. I'm going to go one of those two routes.
Right.
It's just a matter of in what combination. And I feel like receiver, I got to dig a little bit, but there's one here that's standing out to me. I hate the sleepers controls, by the way. I can't figure it out. Like, I'm missing players here.
Poor guy. You want to talk about him?
No, I want them to make navigation a little bit easier. That's what I would like.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to do.
All right.
I am going to go with the wide receiver. I'm going to tell you, I'm torn between Corey Davis and Rondale Moore. And you know what? I'm going to go a little bit of a ceiling pick, and I'm going to go Rondale Moore.
I knew it. I knew you were going to do that.
Listen,
you should just ask me next time.
I'm extremely bullish on the Cardinals this year. You know this. I believe that they're
the rest is going to be wild, man.
If their acquisitions can stay healthy and Watt and James Conner, A.J. Green, Rondale Moore hits, there's a lot of ifs that need to happen. And obviously, Simmons needs to step up, and Zaven Collins needs to play as that. This is a Super Bowl team.
Definitely could be. Again, the West is going to be it's going to be nutty. Julia, I thought Julia was going to go tight end here. Julia does not. Julia goes Corey Davis, whom you mentioned, Anthony, and then goes Carter off of the Jets, the running back. I like
nice
that
pick. Nice
That's
pick.
A nice pick. That's a nice pick, Julia. I like that pick better than I do Lindsay. That's a good pick. Anthony, you are now up again. Are you going to even your running backs and wide receivers, take a running back, or are you going to dig a little bit deeper wide receiver?
I'm going to go running back.
Mind you, there's two flexes. One of those flexes could be tight end if you so choose.
I'm going to go with a rookie running back, and I'm torn between a Kenneth Gainwell and a Trey Sermon. You know, so hard. I'm going to go Sermon. I'm going to go with the backfield that I know works. However, you know, Miles Sanders, can we trust him to stay healthy? Kenny Gainwell could be a really nice late, you know, handcuff sleeper type of player and could potentially be a league winner if Miles Sanders gets injured again.
Okay. Well, just want you to know that I hate you for that pick because that was going to be my next pick.
I'm sniping you all over the place.
You really are, though. It's not fun. It's not cool. I wouldn't recommend it to other folks. All right. I am now up here. Let me get a look at this. Now, see, look, Anthony jammed me up, so I need a hot second. So, Anthony, cue the Jeopardy music, please. Let me see. I'm going to dip into wide receiver. Again, I had mentioned that I thought my pick was already going to be made there. I'm going to go, listen, he had trouble staying healthy last year. So there's that if he stays healthy. But I truly do feel if he stays healthy, he could be good. Julia has the other wide receiver on that team. I'm on Deebo Samuel. I think getting Deebo Samuel with my 10th pick.
Wow.
Is a good pick. I think it's a very solid pick. You talk about my fourth wide receiver. So
that's
I'll
insane.
Take that. Yeah. But again, Anthony, I don't think Sleeper has been off the rails this draft.
No, they haven't.
Beef things up here. I think they took care of business. So I will tip the cap to Sleeper. because this has been a much more, it's been a better draft. So, all right. I'm now up. I'm going to jump back into running back for a hot second. And this is going to be my first, what I feel like is my first dart throw. I'm going to go Tony Pollard here. Because while I think that the hate's getting too far on Zeke, I do think that they are going to start to implement Tony Pollard a little bit more. Or just simply on the basis of if Zeke misses a game, I've got Pollard there locked up. Now, granted, if Zeke plays the first 12 games, I don't know if Tony Pollard is on my lineup for that long. But right now, I will take Tony Pollard. And I will throw him into my lineup and we'll see how it goes. I feel like it's not a, I feel like that's not a wasted, I feel like a bit of a, it's a dart throw in my opinion. Anthony, what are your thoughts there taking Tony Pollard redraft?
Listen, I thought about it.
Fourth running back.
I thought about it too. Maybe we see a little bit more of a mix, but I think he is more of a handcuff, but what better handcuff if you're going to roster anybody with that spot? Why not Tony Pollard in that offense?
I'm going to go get myself a another blonde ale from Great South Bay, so you can start talking, sweetheart. You are up with your 11th pick.
So my 11th pick, I'm going to go in the direction of a wide receiver, and I am heavily leaning here. It could be one of the best values. I seem to talk about this guy as being a value every year, and that's Marvin Jones from the Jacksonville Jaguars, formerly of the Detroit Lions. Perennially underdrafted, ooh, I like that undervalued. Pick. And I know the Ball Blast girls, they put out a tweet about which Jacksonville wide receiver, and that in the poll, the poll, she had a little bit of a smirk next to Marvin Jones. Yeah. And I'm all into the smirk. I'm all into Marvin Jones and that take because it's not that hot of a take. Marvin Jones is probably the best receiver still on that team.
You know, open invite if the Ball Blast girls ever want to join us for one of these mock drafts, we could do
maybe
that.
Maybe we should organize it.
Same. Reach out. Make it happen. Right? I think it'd be cool. Heck, I think it could be fun. We'll have a good time with that. Where are we at here? Sorry. So Julia's now up. Julia finally took tight end in the 11th round. Took Tyler Higbee. See, this is why I don't like waiting that long in tight end. I don't like the Tyler Higbee pick.
Why? With the infallible Matthew Stafford, the next Super Bowl winning dynasty quarterback?
No, it's got... Listen, I know that you take this as an opportunity to go ahead and shit on Matthew Stafford, which no one should be surprised. But I just don't think tight ends are going to get used a ton in a Sean McVay offense, or at least there won't be one... There won't be one sole tight end that gets all of the work and has all this great production. But again, Julia's not drafting tight end based on that. Julia's probably thinking, I'm gonna end up streaming tight end. This is what my fantasy life is gonna be in 2021. So whatever. I like to have a little more stability at tight end. But whatever. So Tyler Higbee's off the board. And then Latavius Murray, not the worst pick in the world in New Orleans. Kind of like a pick I had with Tony Pollard, a just in cases, a dart throw. So I could dig that. And there's production there even if Kamara does play. So there you go. Anthony, you are now up. Your 12th pick. You have three more picks.
I have breaking news.
Oh.
We have our first blip on the sleeper radar, albeit comes in round 12. Mike Davis is still available, and I'm going to take him. It's a mock draft. I'm going to take him.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm going to take him. Pick. That's a
the
great
RB1
pick.
Of your Atlanta Falcons.
My Atlanta Falcons, or just you're saying whoever's Atlanta Falcons?
Everybody, mine, yours, everybody. We all own.
Everybody now. all right, so I am now up here to pick. I'm going to go with, drum roll. I am going to go with, I'm surprised he's still here too. I don't think this is a blip on the sleeper radar though, but I'm going to go Devontae Parker here. I know they got Jalen Waddle, and I know they've got Will Fuller. Will Fuller will be a deep threat and will play like 8 games, and we'll pop for 3 of them. I'm going to go Devontae Parker here. I have no problem going Devontae Parker when I've already got the likes of Julio Jones, Adam Thielen, CD Lamb, and Debo Samuel. That makes Devontae Parker a very easy pick. Anthony, what are your thoughts there, Devontae Parker this year? Because I feel like a lot of people aren't talking about him. They're talking a lot about, obviously, Jalen Waddle and, you know, Will Fuller just signing there on a 1-year deal and a prove-it deal. Does Parker get lost in the shuffle, or is he a solid pick?
He gets lost in the shuffle, but he is still a solid pick for where you're getting him, a former first-round pick. He has the pedigree. And maybe Devontae Parker, and we've seen him flash with capable quarterback play. Now, hear me out. Now he's not the number one. So all of a sudden, when you have this talent who was getting treated like a one, maybe he's not really a one, and we see Devontae Parker have a nice season.
You know, for my next pick here, I'm going to go with another tight end, because you can flex tight end. We have two flexes in this. You can flex tight end. So I'm going to go with Dallas Goedert.
You son of a bitch.
You're welcome. I think Dallas Goedert he's the top tight end in Philadelphia. I think that Ertz didn't move because they couldn't find someone to take.
When all else fails, Ertz, fresh tactics. Enough,
went in the seventh round of this draft. I feel like this would be reversed, to be honest with you. For the sake of mock drafting here, I'll tell you, I would think Dallas Goedert would go in the seventh and Ertz would still be here, in which case I wouldn't take him. But if Dallas Goedert's here, I'm going to take him. He's going to be my second tight end. I feel great going Hockenson and Goddard. Anthony, A.J. Green, a little bit of your Cardinal love, goes one pick before you. You are now up. You have two picks left. Great team so far, man.
I want another tight end because Fant does come with an injury history, and I'm going to get a guy. Normally, we're drafting him in the late single-digit rounds. Now he's a member of your New England Patriots. Hunter Henry. Come on
down.
Is this
one of those yours and everybody? Or is
yes,
it just...
yes. You're going to ask me this every time I say that?
Probably.
Good. And I'll keep giving you the same answer, yes.
Okay. Julia goes Robbie Anderson and then closes out the draft with John Brown. We'll go over Julia's roster in one moment. Let's get Anthony's last pick and my last pick out of the way. Then we'll go Julia first, Anthony, then myself, save the best for last. Anthony, what says you here? Final pick, 14th round. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I got my other tight end. You know, do I go wide receiver or go running back? Normally, our drafts would go deeper. We're stopping at 14 here. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get another great value, Nyheim Hines. I don't know how he's, okay. I mean, Jonathan Taylor's not getting everything.
Yeah. All right. Well done. All right. With my final pick here, where shall I go? Let me see this. I mean, can we cue some Jeopardy music for
Yeah, did we note that Team 7, their 12th round pick, 12.6?
No. What is it?
Big Ben.
Oh.
The Nutty Professor himself.
Yeah, I knew that. Okay. I'm not surprised you mentioned that. All right, anyway.
Hercules. Hercules himself.
I'm going to go wide receiver, and I'm going to go, listen, I've already got the quarterback in Tampa Bay. I'm going to go with one of the receivers. I'm going to go Antonio Brown. The last final piece from their Super Bowl puzzle was signed a few days before the draft. Antonio Brown is my final pick. And that might be a guy who might be there at that point, maybe. I mean, maybe he goes for Devontae Parker. But, I mean, I think with Mike Evans and with Chris Godwin there, I don't know if there's a huge need for Antonio Brown to go much earlier than that, to be quite honest with you. But, all right, so the draft is over.
Not only – I do want to note, even with the third person, we're still hovering right around 59 minutes. And we talked about Aaron Rodgers for 3 hours.
Well, that's a very good podcast. Say then that must mean you have a damn good host. Just goes right through this show. It's good. All right. So it turns out Julia's roster is Tyreek Hill, DeAndre Hopkins at the top, going wide receiver heavy at the beginning. Then we see James Robinson, David Montgomery. Then Brandon Ayuk, first quarterback from the three of us, Josh Allen. Then it goes Deontay Johnson, Phillip Lindsay, Corey Davis, Carter, who we love from the Jets. I think it's a great pick. Higbee then comes off the board as the lone tight end on Julia's roster. Latavius Murray, Robbie Anderson, John Brown of the now Las Vegas Raiders. Viva Las Vegas. Anthony, I'm tired of talking. Tell me what you think of Julia's roster and then read off yours.
I like the roster a lot. I love the running back in a third and fourth round. I have a lot of questions about J-Rob. Not in love with that pick. David Montgomery is somebody I wanted. If that Bears offense could figure it out, they're going to pop. Ayuk's a stud. Deontay Johnson is a stud once the quarterback is playing well. Then you go back-to-back Jets a few picks later. And Corey Davis, like I'd rather have the rookie Elijah Moore, but Michael Carter is a back that I'm taking. I have taken him in three or four rookie drafts so far, and you closed out the draft. Robbie Anderson, over 1,000 yards, couple of touchdowns last year, still going to have a role, gets his guy Sam Darnold back, and then John Brown, probably the wide receiver one in Las Vegas. So I'm into the team. Okay. Not exactly a roster, you know, just because the back-to-back receiver, it's not like she didn't do anything wrong. It's just not my way of drafting.
Cup of tea. Very well. Good job, Julia. And again, if anybody else ever wants to join us in one of these drafts, just hit us up. Anthony mentioned the email. Hit us up, and you can join us in the next mock draft. Absolutely. We would love to fill this thing up. Anthony, read off your team, please, sir.
Ezekiel Elliott. Justin Jefferson, Terry McLaurin, Chris Carson, Jamar Chase, Miles Gaskin, Justin Herbert, Noah Fant, Rondale Moore, Trey Sermon, Marvin Jones, Mike Davis, Hunter Henry, Nyheim Hines. There's no way Mike Davis is going to be in the 12th round of your draft.
No, and I mean, so that would be my favorite pick if he did last that long, but he wouldn't, but my favorite pick of yours, realistically speaking, is Chris Carson. I think when you start a team, if you go running back and then if you want to go wide receiver, one of your best case scenarios is to land somebody as solid as Chris Carson. That's what Chris Carson is. Solid.
Yeah, that's a solid pick. Obviously, the upside pick was David Montgomery. But again, Julia got him.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to say, I think that actually might be my favorite pick from Julia's draft. Deontay Johnson's another one in the PPR league, but David Montgomery, second running back, you could argue should be the first running back, really.
Yeah, I don't know why people are down on him, even post-draft.
I think it's just people want to see it again. I think David Montgomery's the kind of guy, show it to me again. People aren't believers after one outstanding year. They want to see it again. So, all right, and my roster, as it turns out, is incredible. Saquon Barkley, Miles Sanders kick things off. Then I go Julio Jones, Kareem Hunt, Adam Thielen, and CeeDee Lamb, which is sexy as shit. I don't think CeeDee Lamb would be there in the sixth round, but he is here, so I'll take him. Then it goes Chase Edmonds, Tampa Brady. Tom Brady is my quarterback. Then I go TJ Hockenson, get a lot of targets there. Deebo Samuel, that should be fun if he stays healthy. Tony Pollard, my dart throw. Devontae Parker. Dallas Goedert is my two tight end set. And then Antonio Brown. Anthony, I mentioned my favorite pick on your team. I mentioned my favorite pick on Julia's team. What's your favorite pick on my team?
Obviously, Goddard was somebody I was targeting. But getting, looking down... Saquon at the sixth spot is outstanding. That's normally not going to happen. My favorite pick, CD, how about CD Lamb, Chase Edmonds back to back? And then obviously, if you really want to go, Deebo Samuel in a 10th.
Yep. Yeah. So there you go. And listen, we're going to do a couple of these mock drafts from now until draft time to really get a better perspective of ADPs and how they really start to shake out. We rip Sleeper a lot. I'll give him some credit here. This was a good draft, I think, for the most part. A couple hiccups, but a good draft. So there you go.
Yeah, I had nothing to say until Mike Davis did.
Right. And Julia, we thank you for joining us, of course. Anthony, Anything else to say as we get ready to wind down our Thursday program?
Yeah, absolutely. If you are listening right now, Apple Podcasts or any podcast platform that lets you leave a 5-star rating, please leave that 5-star rating in the review box. Tell us whatever you want. You know, like I said, advertise your own show. I don't care. Call us assholes. Sure. But as long as you give us that 5-star rating, I will be happy. Also, yeah, join our Discord. You know, join our Facebook community, interact. I have that email I put in this live chat. If you want to do a best ball or a mock draft, shoot us an email. We'll set it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
listen, we'd be thrilled. I would like to set it up to where if we can get a listener mock draft where we get everybody on, and it'll take a little bit more, but like, you know, like we can make it an event.
And listen, I think part of that, by the way, part of that is me and Anthony, we enjoy doing this. We love podcasting, but a lot of it is I genuinely love helping people. I like hearing more about people doing well because they're listening to me than sometimes my own roster sometimes. So I think that if we have all listeners in here with us, it's just an even better opportunity, Anthony, for us to really talk to these people and, you know, get a perspective of who they're taking, why they're taking them there, and helping them out. So I think it's beautiful. I think it's an even better way, a more interactive way for us to help you win your championships, which is why you're listening in the first place.
The other day, I did a draft grade show solo, and it happened to be extremely busy in the chat. And it reminded me of how it went in the regular season, how, like, you guys guide the show. The more you interact in the chat, you could take it over, and you control the show with your interaction.
Yep.
I'd much rather do that than work off the script.
We will happily ride that wave every single time talking to our listeners. So, and by the way, listen, maybe this is a lesson learned for some of you podcast listeners. Don't be afraid to venture out into the live pool and watch a little bit on YouTube or Twitch. You can subscribe while you're there and get a little interactive there. So there you go. Anthony, anything else to say before we ride off into the sunset today? Did you do that already? We did that already?
Yeah, we did that already. Yeah.
You did it already?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. We were waxing poetic about our lovely listeners, so I got lost. I got lost in the love. Okay. Lost in... That's an
area. What is waxing poetic? Is that a form of masturbation?
I didn't think it was, so I'm not...
Is that an elegant way to say I'm masturbating? I'm waxing poetic?
I mean, I'm definitely not doing that. I feel great about my team, but I mean, you know.
Just asking. It sounds like, you know.
I've never felt that great in a mock draft that I had to do that. So, there you go.
Oh, my wife's gone tonight. What are you going to do? I'm going to wax poetic. It just sounds like it fits.
Okay. Well,
it does, you know it.
That's great. So while Anthony continues to do a deep dive into the meaning of waxing poetic, I will tell you guys that until next time, stay thirsty, be kind to one another. If they ask you to wear a mask, this COVID thing is still around, believe it or not. So wear the mask, and we will catch you on the flip side. Cheers.
Yeah. Go wax poetic with your closest friend.
Yes. Until the wheels fall off.